You're listening to The Voice of the Private Sector. Welcome to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing.
And hitting our stride here in mid-September, welcome to The Voice of the Private Sector. Glad you could join us. Wherever you may be across the region, you know, so many business owners are thriving now and maybe thinking about an exit, but selling your business is a big-time effort. We'll bring in one of the top experts in the region in about 30 minutes. And hey, stick around toward the end of the show. We're going to take off to Southern Oregon this weekend and the Oregon Winery of the Year in historic Jacksonville. First, though, let's talk commercial real estate. The market is red hot, particularly the multifamily apartment market, so much so there's not much inventory out there. Investors are now looking outside of the Portland market. Let's bring in our expert, Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, for a market update.
Yo, Brian, thanks for having me back. It's been a good year so far for us. I will tell you, the market itself is down in apartment sales from the last few years. In fact, we're down 38-40% from 2016 just on sales, number of transactions for the year, if you annualize it out from last year. So yeah, it's a slow year, probably one of the slowest since 2011 in apartment sales. A lot has to do with some factors that we can talk about on the show here, but overall, the market is still healthy. We're doing well.
What's driving this? Why is the market off 30-40%?
You know, a lot of things. There's probably two factors. Let's talk, you know, two simple things here. One is, you know, the prices and the values have gone up in Portland. That's something we've seen over the years. So the price per unit has skyrocketed. The price per square foot has gone up. And then, you know, you're looking at a medium, let's talk, you know, real numbers. The medium price for per unit, so if you had a 30-unit building, it's $136,000 a unit, you know, opposed to $116,000 last year. So $20,000 increase, that's one factor. The price per square foot jumped another $20, $25 a square foot from last year in sales. And the cap rates creeped up a little bit, you know, almost a 5.6 up from 5.4. So when the cap rates rise and the values go down, but the prices just continue to go up because of the demand on these properties. There's just a, you know, low supply, high demand. And so that's one of the indicators. A lot of investors are looking elsewhere in the West Coast or in the country for better returns because the prices have gone up significantly in Portland. And over time, it'll all, you know, balance back out, and the drive will still be here in Oregon because it's still one of the cheapest West Coast cities to live in when you compare it to Washington and California. And, you know, Portland is still a great place to live. So I think it will all come back. But that's one of the drivers you're seeing, is investors are looking elsewhere. The second, in Multnomah County, you're seeing some restrictions. You know, city council passed that ordinance we've talked about on the show before, and they tried to get it through the state, and fortunately the Senate killed the bill, and they believed that it wasn't a real housing crisis. It was more focused on Oregon land use laws. If that would be less restrictive, they saw that as the problem, not the housing issues with renters and tenants and landlords. So at least the Senate was wise enough to figure it out that, you know, it's not the owners or investors or the tenants that were actually the largest problem. It's the Oregon land use laws. They got to figure that out if they want more housing, more new units for tenants to live in. Make it easier for the investors to build.
Joseph Chaplick joining us from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. We'll talk more about some of those markets outside of the Portland area that you might want to focus on. But, you know, it's interesting, kind of a conundrum, if you will, Joe. Here we have a red hot real estate market from a residential side. We hear about, you know, apartment pricing, you know, rent controls. We can talk more about that as well. But it's so ironic that, you know, the market's so hot and yet you can't get enough inventory built now. And I mean, it sounds like what's going to happen here is with the permitting process, everything that's not already permitted or under construction, that is going to just come to a complete halt here by the end of the year, right?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting what we see. It's been going on for years of new development, and investors and builders have been putting up a lot of buildings in town. People have seen it. You just drive around, you'll see a crane, you'll see apartments popping up on vacant land all over the city. However, knowing that we had a buildup of this new development, and it is one of the stronger years this year of new development permits for units, I think 3,500 permits, 3,500 units are permitted through, half of this year, and it looks like it's going to be about 8,000 for the year, one of our busiest years. But if the restrictions continue on with tenants and landlords and owners and investors, you're going to see it drop off next year significantly. I don't think people are going to continue building, and that's going to create more of a crisis. So, like I said earlier, you got to really focus on what the issue is, and it's not the owners, the investors, the landlords. It's really, let's make housing more affordable by allowing people to build more units, and I think the cost will come down. In fact, what's interesting, and I'll share this with the audience, everyone claimed that there was this emergency housing crisis with rents skyrocketing, too high for tenants. Well, the average rent increases over the last 15, 20 years has only been about 5% a year, if that. The city felt like, they had to step in and do something, and that's not a crisis. They did put a bar at 10%, but what the backlash is a lot of the owners that I deal with and talk with, and that's about a third of the market easily, they've all said, well, I'm raising rents 10% now. If they're going to try to restrict me, I'm going to start raising rents 10% every year. And that's now the trend. And so the tenants that were having an average of 5% a year increase is going to start seeing 10% in the next year or two. And again, that's city council, that's the legislators not working with both sides to figure out the problem. They only took one side approach to the problem and tried to do a quick fix and never really thought about the consequences or a solid plan to fix the problem if that's what they believed was the problem. So that's what we're dealing with, I think, in the near future.
It's the unintended consequences of government meddling in private business. Those of you just joining us across the region, Seattle and Portland, Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate talking about the multifamily, the apartment market. As I like to say, there was that great book a few years back called Blue Ocean Strategy, Swim to the Blue Ocean, right, Joe? So from an investment standpoint, if the Portland market is so tight and there's really no opportunity there, you're looking at outlying areas, right?
You are. We've put a trend into this a few years back, easily 10 years ago. We started moving investors to Salem 10, 15 years ago, and Salem was a lower seen market with values down from Portland, but a lot of upside. And over those 10 to 15 years, Salem has really stepped up. In fact, just in the secondary markets, since the last 2 years, January of 2016, there was 41 transactions in Salem. By far more than any other surrounding secondary market of Portland. Corvallis was second with 11 transactions, in those last 2 years. So Salem has always been a strong market. Again, those in the last 2 years, so over the last 10 years, the numbers are even greater. And there's a lot more value to be made with investors buying in these secondary markets like we saw in Salem 10, 15 years ago. People have seen those prices increase. Rents have always gone up over time, and so does the value. So those are good markets. And when you look out, south of Portland, Corvallis, Albany's getting a lot of attention right now. I mean, a small town like Albany, 9 transactions the last 2 years. And then as you get down into, Kaiser kind of overflows from Salem. There's been a handful of those. Canby had 6 sales in the last couple of years. These are all apartments, 5-plus units to the building. And so we're seeing a high increase of, the value based on the rents, and everything's going up as it ripples out from Portland. So these secondary markets are great. And I think we're going to see more and more transactions in these areas. When you push the secondary market a little further, and let's just go south down the I-5 corridor, Brian, you got other markets that are seeing a ton of activity, mainly Eugene. Eugene has seen 30 transactions in the last 2 years.
And part 2 of our conversation with Joseph Chaplick up next on Business Briefing.